everyone, and welcome to All About Skin. This podcast is brought to you by the Orange Trek Medical Group in New York City. I am Jody LaGirfo, family nurse practitioner certified in dermatology and family medicine. Today we will be answering questions about cosmeceuticals, so let's get started. So I had received an email asking, what is a cosmeceutical? So a cosmeceutical is a combination of cosmetics and pharmaceuticals. They are basically cosmetic products with ingredients that have been touted to have medical or drug-like benefits. A cosmeceutical, I would say, is a topical product, let's say like a cream, a lotion, or an ointment. Sometimes there are products that are very similar and have, almost the same perceived benefits, but are ingested orally. And we call those like Nutri or nutraceuticals or Nutri cosmetics. What is all of a sudden all this interest in cosmeceuticals? So a way to think about it is that skincare is a really dynamic, rapidly evolving market with a group of established brands. So we know like Estee Lauder, Clinique, MAC. And then of course, there are other smaller brands. And we're seeing now more and more smaller companies with a handful of aggressive marketers, and we see these smaller companies all over the place. So what happens is the established brands are always trying to reinvent themselves and start up almost more, let's say, functioning brands. All are trying to attract the attention of a highly informed, demanding patient or consumer who wants more than just a garden variety moisturizer. Don't you want more than just a regular moisturizer? I mean, we all do. People want products that work quickly and reliably and look and feel good. And of course, they want those results to last. So what is the attraction of a cosmeceutical? People, patients, consumers all want function and performance. But people also want their products to have sensory and emotional benefits to complete that whole package of the product. In other words, the look. You want your product to have a great bottle design or the outside of it to have nice packaging. You also want the emotional benefits of it. You want the smell. You want the way that it feels on your skin. This is what attracts an individual to buy a cosmeceutical. Cosmeceuticals try to deliver quality technology and ingredients that have enhanced efficacy, meaning that they work really, really well. And this is in skincare and also anti-aging. These are two really important areas where we see tons of cosmeceutical. And because of this, consumers' attitudes really have evolved so much that more people believe that using the right skincare product can really make a visible improvement in their skin. And some of these products definitely could. We do a lot of testing in my office. We try everything. And we really do see differences in certain products that are over the counter, and they really, really are good. Men and surprisingly young adults also are beginning to use cosmeceuticals. So what's new in the field of cosmeceuticals? And in every industry, there are a lot of trends. There's always trends in skincare, and I always try to follow what's the newest, what's the latest, what's the greatest. And with cosmeceuticals, there's no exception. Consumers want a multifunctional product, something that smells good, that works, that has a nice feel to it. And they want the product to do many things. For example, a product that's a cleanser and a toner in one, or a shampoo and conditioner in one. There is also increased focus on natural organic ingredients and brands. And I have a special affinity for those because I do think that a lot of our disease that we see in skin or even, just in life are a result of, let's say, using pesticides or chemicals, things that we really shouldn't be coming into contact with daily. So there are a lot of products and devices that you can use at home and that try to mimic the results that you would obtain in a doctor's office. Now, of course, there's no real, substitute for going to your dermatologist. You're not going to get Botox in a bottle. It doesn't work like that. But I will tell you, there are a lot of products that make your skin look really good, really functional, that have decent results, but they should be used in addition to seeing a dermatologist. And of course, using these things together or using both of these modalities together, you'll get, even better results. Consumers also want more targeted products. And those are items that are actually aimed at a specific concern. So, for example, someone goes into Clinique and wants to buy a moisturizer that's suitable for acne skin or for skin with rosacea. Some people want to treat their pigmentation or their dark spots on their skin. So, all of these things are really important when thinking about cosmeceuticals. People really want to fix whatever problem they're having. And skincare is evolving, but how is it evolving? So, recent advances really have allowed skincare marketers to develop products that can target specific needs. However, because of the newer ingredients and more ranges of products that are available, people really are confused and really don't know what to use. So I get questions every day. What should I wash my face with? What should I tone my face with? What can I use for anti-aging? Should I use prescription, Retin-A, or can I use retinol over the counter? And the truth is that many ingredients that are found in products that tout age-fighting benefits really lack sufficient data to support their anti-aging claims. That's just across the board. And it really is unfortunate because sometimes a lot of our consumers and you listeners get really sucked into buying a $500 anti-aging product that really has little or no clinical or proven benefit. And that's really sad. I have patients come in sometimes and they have a box of products that they spend thousands of dollars on. And, they thought it was Botox in a bottle, and there really is no such thing. Manufacturers of a lot of these products definitely promise that people will see these dramatic improvements. And especially when it comes to wrinkles. So it's not just acne, pigmentation, redness. There really are few products available in this crazy market, skincare market, that actually really do what they say. And I know it's shocking for a lot of people, but again, we're here to educate. There are those specific trends in cosmeceuticals or in the cosmetic industry that focus on using, again, multifunctional products that do many things. The natural organic ingredients brands, they really, really do have a place in the market. But again, you want to make sure they are what they are. We do see things that, are not what they say. In, let's say, general, retinol is something, that I'll just pick off the top of my head. That gets a lot of press. So, topical retinol or a topical retinoid, Retin-A or retinoids were approved by the FDA really to treat photodamaged skin. And it includes tretinoin, which is Retin-A. And retinol is converted to retinoic acid. So, retinol is basically, let's say, the first step in the whole Retin-A pyramid. Retinol's clinical effects are not as dramatic as using retinoic acid or using a Retin-A. However, the retinol is available without a prescription, and it really has been incorporated into many, many skincare products. It's also been used in the management of acne, keratosis pilaris, which is that goose skin in the back of your arms or legs, in topical creams. The increased skin exfoliation that you get with retinol or retinoid or retinoic acid, which by the way is vitamin A, helps unclog pores. And when it's applied to the skin, retinol penetrates better than retinoic acid if we look at the chemistry of it, but it doesn't produce the same effects. So there really have been many studies done that show that wrinkles, roughness, and overall aging severity definitely is decreased in skin when it's treated with retinol. So retinol really does increase the production of a lot of those structural components of the skin, that mattress that is underneath, that kind of keeps skin held together. There's a lot of proven anti-aging benefits with retinol. And again, it comes from this, years and years of research with retinol, topical retinoids, Retin A, they really do reduce the appearance of wrinkles. They really do treat hyperpigmentation or dark spots. And they really do reduce photo damage, which is the most significant. So all of that damage that's being done by the sun really can be improved with a retinoid. And of course, I know, which is probably one of the best things to do for pore size, is to use a topical retinoid. Retinoids were pioneered, I think, or retinol, I should say, was pioneered in the 90s. I don't know if you remember ROC, ROC, which is a cosmetic company that really has been the leading force, or they started really using retinol in skincare ingredients at that time. And there's many, many formulations now. A lot of the other cosmetic companies have taken their lead over the years. And there's lots of different ranges of retinol in topical formulations over the counter. Another frequent flyer is, of course, peptides. And we've heard of peptides in skincare. They're really fragments or pieces of proteins that have a wide variety of effects on cell function in the skin. And many cosmeceuticals or cosmetic formulations contain synthetic, which are like made in a lab, or naturally occurring peptides. And they have a biological effect on the skin and sun-damaged skin, and of course, maybe and hopefully on aging. Certain peptides can stimulate skin metabolism or repair, and others really do prevent the breakdown of collagen. Again, that mattress that keeps your skin together. There's other peptides that decrease muscle movement, and of course, that's Botox. And there's no topical formulation at the moment that I've ever seen that really does the work of Botox. So, again, buyer beware. Peptides can act as like a carrier agent to bring other ingredients into the skin. For example, we sometimes see copper, it's used in a lot of skincare products, and it really serves a role, let's say, in production of collagen and those proteins that really keep skin together. There's many, many different types of peptides found in topical skincare products. One off the top of my head is acetyl hexapeptide, which is found in, lots of products. But despite their popularity, and they have gotten a lot of press over the years, there's really no well-controlled, convincing studies that, in my opinion, really demonstrate their efficacy as a treatment for wrinkles. I don't really know how good they are. This is probably because if I had to think about it, the peptide molecules are big, and I would think that it's hard for them to penetrate into the deeper layers of skin. To me, again, the gold standard is retinoic acid, Retin A, retinol. Those are things when someone, let's say on the outside of my practice, asks me over the counter what kind of, you know, anti-aging treatment or, you know, something to treat my sun damage, I always recommend a retinol. That's the gold standard. Retin A overall prescription wise is the gold standard for treating wrinkles and photo-aged skin, hands down. So all of these other things that we happen to see along the way, they really have to prove themselves. And, you know, putting yourself up to Retin A is a tough one. What is glycolic acid? Glycolic acids really were first, you know, I saw them in the 80s, you know, when I used to do a lot of research years ago. The 80s seemed to be the biggest time for glycolic acid, and they really have remained in style over the years, and we all use them in practice. Glycolic acids can really jumpstart the exfoliation process because they dissolve that glue that holds your cells together. And the dead cells that are bound together, glycolic acid really does have the ability to loosen that. In doing this, they allow healthier living cells to reach the surface. So those old cells get sloughed off, and those healthier or living cells reach the surface. And what do you get? Smoother and clearer skin, you know, better complexion. Glycolic acids are what we call keratolytics, and they're things that absorb into the sebaceous follicle or that pore where you see the buildup of dead skin. And it has excellent water binding capabilities that really can help increase skin thickness too. So there's lots of different brands that, you know, what I sometimes call like luxury skincare brands that contain glycolic acid. Sometimes glycolic acid is paired with like an antioxidant. I sometimes think that gives like the best of both worlds almost. And it really is something to renew your skin and can enhance that natural production of things like hyaluronic acid, growth factors, collagen, where your skin really can decrease with fine lines, dryness, your skin will have more moisture, and of course, it'll be more smooth. Well, that's all we have time for today. Please email your questions to allaboutskin@orangetrike.com. Have a great day, and remember to take care of the skin you're in.